An author has a literary editor, but no equivalent exists for a composer. So how can the relationship with an ensemble and players help to provide a composer with useful feedback during a composition?
Can I talk a bit more, ask you to talk a bit more about the process of you making your work? And an opinion that's being expressed to me, which I think is quite an interesting conversation point, is why don't composers have literary editors or something like a literary editor? Because when somebody writes a new book, it'll be reordered, cut, put back together again. And that process of creating the novel is a dialogue between the author and the editor. And in composition, it seems that, especially emerging composers, the pressure's on. And you're left alone to write a new piece, come back with this finished score, and expected almost to get it right first time. And I just wonder whether that's right, and whether we could do better by provoking a more sort of evolved dialogue along the way.
Being a composer is quite solitary. You usually don't have a home. You may have a publisher, or, you know, but a home in the sense that you could maybe say, oh, I've got this idea, even if it's a very loose arm around you. To composers, I think that's really invaluable because it's something that's much more than money can buy.
I suppose the healthiest music making I've been involved with has been with performers that know me, know the work I've made, and that there's a really healthy dialogue that's come about from over a long period of time.
The simple answer to that is because of our job description. We as composers are considered geniuses. I mean, it goes with the territory. And I'm not being facetious here. I mean, if you think about what the average intelligent person thinks of a composer, they think we do the same thing that Beethoven and Mozart and Bach did. And after all, you know, Schoenberg wasn't appreciated in his time. And therefore, if I say anything to this composer, it just shows I'm a Philistine. Mm-hmm. So it's really, it's a very strange problem. On the other hand, as a composer, you don't want an editor coming and saying, but I think composers actually deep down inside do want input.
As you say, it's, with this blue touch tape thing, it creates an atmosphere where you, as a musician, you feel that actually you could be of assistance, but so often, and maybe 95% of the time when we, particularly pieces for first performances, or when we rehearse them, we as musicians think, oh gosh, yeah, we've got 3 hours on this piece, actually it's terrible, this bit is really terrible. We just, you know, what can we say? He's written it, or she's written it, and we have to perform it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, let's just get on with it. Rather than starting a dialogue, the normal rehearsal is not the place to do it.
It's too late,
especially for a musician.
When is the right time to approach a composer with your true feelings?
I would have thought when a new piece is ready and the composer feels it would benefit from one rehearsal, maybe a couple of months before it's been performed.
But it has to be that sense of absolute trust and security that the composer isn't feeling got at in any way.
I think that's interesting because I've been involved in a scheme in the past for the symphony orchestra, which was about giving that playthrough opportunity prior to a premiere and several months in advance. But I was surprised at the number of composers who came to that scheme with finished pieces. And ostensibly, the workshop was there to offer an opportunity to try things out and experiment. But in fact, they brought finished pieces.
Having taken part in the scheme, I did come with a finished piece to the workshop, but I did also make a lot of changes such that I had to produce a new set of parts for the final performance. And it was really valuable to have that opportunity because it did mean that the final piece felt stronger to me than the workshop piece, even though probably many people wouldn't have noticed the changes because they were within a complete form, you know?
For me, time with musicians, I don't know why you would turn that down. Yeah. That's what you want, because they're the ones you want on your side. You want them to be happy and you want to know what's possible, what they can actually do. It removes the war aspect when it comes to a rehearsal because you have some kind of personal relationship with those players. They don't have to become your greatest friend, but they are your ally in creating a piece and making sure it sounds good. So anything like that, to me, is invaluable.
A lot of the feedback I read from the Blue Touch Pape stuff and talking to people I know that have been on it has been really positive about the one-on-one sessions, and I wish I'd worked more one-on-one with people. That's massively unsurprising, because then you can actually get to know somebody and you can start to understand how they talk about music. And that's why those sort of relationships are often quite rewarding with string quartets or existing chamber ensembles that are very close and become quite individual-like, and you can get to know everyone. But with a big ensemble, I think it's really complex, and knowing what that identity is.
I'm interested in this because I think that, again, from some of the conversation you have with people who are coming to new music, that there's sometimes an opinion that's expressed that music's sometimes written by composers in a way that sounds like they've written it because they should write a piece that sounds like that. So the question for the Sinfonietta is, how can we offer an environment? What would that environment be that allows composers to take risks and to explore their individuality? What would be a good environment for you to develop the mouth organ piece?
I haven't worked that one out yet, but I am thinking about it. But one thing I've been thinking about, which doesn't often come up, is that the context of the piece. So you get a commission, but it's for a program that has already been defined and might not really have much connection with you as a composer. And I think the idea of a composer also being a programmer is quite interesting, where you could have a commission for a work, but you could also be commissioned to create the context for the work, choosing related works or having a bigger input into the situation in which that work is presented.